Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Account expire. Use it on LASIK procedures from Boston Laser. Go to BostonLaser.com now to schedule a free LASIK evaluation.
Touchdown! Score! Score!
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston. 98.5, the Sports Hub, the Beasley Media Group Station. Sports Hub headlines.
Well, the Charlotte Hornets have the top scorer in the NBA at the moment, and he went to work on the Celtics last night.
Rozier drops for a trailer. Morris fumbled the basketball and lost it. Now Kemba Walker racing with Marcus Smart. Back Euro steps around him and scores. That was spectacular.
That is Sean Granny and Cedric Maxwell here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Kemba Walker scored 43 points against the Green after going for 60 in his previous game, and he led Charlotte to a 117-112 win. Celtics are 9-8. They're back home to play the Knicks tomorrow night. In NFL news, on Monday Night Football, Patrick Mahomes threw 6 touchdown passes for Kansas City, and it wasn't enough. Rams win 54-51. It is the highest scoring game in Monday night history, third highest in NFL history, and it drops Kansas City back to only within a game of the Patriots in the AFC. Patriots back at work yesterday. They visit the Jets this coming Sunday out of the bye week. After losing starting quarterback Alex Smith for the season, the Washington Redskins have signed Mark Sanchez. Yankees got themselves lefty James Paxton from Seattle in exchange for 3 minor leaguers. Red Sox president of baseball operations Dave Dombrowski said yesterday he expects Dustin Pedroia to be ready for the 2019 season, and the Bruins off until tomorrow night when they visit Detroit. Kevin Miller expected to return for the defense. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels. Think you know sports? Bet on it. Details at sportsbookri.com. I'm John Wallach of Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Your smart speaker knows a lot about Boston sports.
Stupid me.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub. You don't have to lift a finger to wake up to Toucher and Rich.
Go ahead.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Nicholas went out to one of them dispensaries.
The one in Leicester.
In Leicester, and he talked to a bunch of morons that are waiting for an hour. Or what was it, how long?
Well, I mean, it right now is, according to Nick, it's over 2 hours to get in. And there's like a parking lot that you have to take a shuttle in for. And, you know, some of these people got there hours upon hours ago, waited in the rain, and so Nick was out there, and he spoke to some of these people.
These idiots that are waiting in the rain. When they could just wait a couple days. Here we go.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So what time did you arrive here today?
8.
8? You seem very intense all of a sudden.
Yeah, because arriving here was a bummer.
Why was it a bummer?
Because the police are in control, and they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, man. What do you mean they don't know what's going on? First of all, you said bummer, which means you suck. And second of all, like, what do you mean the police don't? Like there's this finesse. You can finesse the way people park it. You don't know how they do it at the dispensaries, man. What do the police have to do with anything?
I would say that if there's a lot of traffic for anything.
Yeah, they're traffic controlled, dumbass.
It's a bummer, man.
It's a bummer they don't know how to handle it. Yeah, you know what's a bummer? Is you're being stuck behind your Land Rover.
With the fish sticker on the bumper.
Yeah, exactly. Another guy on Facebook posting a bunch of Garcia quotes. Yeah, I hope you end up like Garcia.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Well, it's going to happen eventually.
Well, I think it's going to happen to all of us eventually.
I'm not talking about this man. I'm talking about the
in guy. General. You're talking in general. Everyone
the type
ends
of
up
person.
Like Garcia.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we're all going to, at one point, end up like Garcia. He was a man of a certain age. All right, here we go.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I was going to ask you about your dreadlocks. How long did it take for you to grow them?
10 years.
10 years. Okay. So how much money did you guys bring?
$160, I think.
Okay. All right. Tell me, what do you think of that guy right there?
I don't know who that is, but I have a feeling that he's a douche nozzle.
Okay, he's talking about the Wallachat, I believe, at this point.
All right.
So he's pointing at the Wallachat.
Sure. A white guy with dreads.
Calling me.
calling you a douche nozzle.
All right. Okay. Okay,
genius. The white guy with dreads is now dictating what's cool.
Yeah. All right, Rob Zombie.
All right, young black on. Teenagers guy.
Oh, you're talking about John Wallach?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know who that is, but yeah, he definitely looks like a douche nozzle.
Yeah, he totally is a douche nozzle. Do you have any closing thoughts?
No, man. Thanks a lot. Great, great day for it.
All right, Matt.
Great day for it?
It's a great day.
It's pouring rain. It's 39 degrees.
By the way, if you're a white guy with dreadlocks, like, don't you have enough weed?
That's an excellent point.
I mean, isn't it?
I thought it just kind of grew on you. Those guys, I thought it was just, like, they shave their armpits and weed grows there.
Yeah, it just seems like, why are you there with $160? Not even enough to buy any sort of, like, decent amount.
That's an excellent point. I mean, white guy with dreadlocks is getting put out of business because of this store.
Yeah. Got a lot of nerve calling Wallach a douche nozzle, which is another thing I don't think I've ever said before. Douche nozzle. It's a real douche nozzle. You brought $160 in staying in line for 2 hours in the rain?
Yeah.
To buy $160 worth of weed?
I don't even think he's... Oh, unless he has a medical card, I don't think he's even allowed to buy $160 worth of weed.
No, they said $300 because you can sell an ounce there, right?
Yeah.
So $300.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, you can. Yep. Yeah, you're right. So he brought $100.
Yeah, he brought enough money for not even a half ounce. All right, here we go. We continue.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes, you can.
How are you feeling?
Excellent.
All right, this is one of the old guys that's been waiting their whole lives.
Yes, without a doubt.
Like, they've campaigned with High Times Magazine for normal. This is a guy who's a lifer. This one I respect. He's here for more, like, just his dreams have come true.
All over his wall are the butt of the month?
Yeah.
The fold-out?
Yeah, this is a guy who's, look at the purple hairs on that one, man.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes, you can.
How are you feeling?
Excellent.
Why are you feeling so good? Because you can buy a pot?
Yeah, it's a historic moment. I'm happy to be here.
Cool. How much do you think you're going to spend today?
A couple $100. A
couple hundred?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what kind of things are you going to purchase?
Well, I'm going to buy a chocolate OG.
What's chocolate OG?
Just bud.
That's just bud?
Yeah, just a strain, that's all.
I gotta say, you're rocking the Ray-Bans and your fedora? You're wearing a fedora?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a fedora. I don't know. Am I right?
It's a beret, actually.
It's a beret?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God, Nick. Whoa. Okay.
Fedora and a beret.
Yeah.
I would
exactly
say
the same.
Drastically different from each other.
Well, Rich, goodness. In fairness, they both go on your head. And at that point, anything goes. Is it a fedora? A fedora? I don't know. Is that a fedora? No, it's a beret. No, it's a cone.
Is that one of those hats with the beer cans on the side that funnels beer in your mouth? No, it's a sombrero.
Nick needs like a dog, one of those halos around his head. Is that fedoras? That's the one you got problems with?
Wait, did you take the day off?
No, I already had the day off, so it worked out perfect.
Cool. Are you going to buy some gummies?
No, just the leaf, that's all.
Just the leaf.
That's right.
What do you think of the oil? Are you down with that or not?
I've tried it, and I like it.
Very cool. It's perfect for, like, concerts and everything like that.
Yeah, very discreet.
Very discreet. Anything else you want to say?
Not at all.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I respect him being there because he obviously, this is like a lifelong, this is just like you paint in the Sistine Chapel and finally it's done. Like for him, like this has been his lifelong, you know, he's been like, this is like his cause.
He's got to legalize the church. Do you think that like there's part of him that went and it was a great day and he bought his, you know, $200 worth of weed, and then he stood outside all of a sudden and realized everything I've ever based my life on is now over.
And it's been, it is quite meaningless.
And I have, and now the meaning is gone. No one knows what it's
like. Terrible. To be the
bad man. And then he looks at it and he goes, it's just weed. To be the
sad man. He looks at his pre-rolled joints and slowly walks into traffic.
And then realizes that he had so much already at home.
And his fedora slash scally cap or whatever it was floats slowly
beret.
Through the beret.
Yeah.
Floats so slowly through the air and just...
No one knows why.
And, one by one, all of his buddies walk out and realize the same thing. They're like, yes! I have no meaning in life anymore.
Right. Yeah. Like, I've been smoking weed for 40 years. Now... it's just weed again.
So he said the common thread between a fedora and the beret is that they're typically worn by douche nozzles.
I'd even, if someone has a fedora on, I typically think them douche.
Yeah.
You got a beret on, you got something else going on. Like, who goes, like, you know what I need today is a beret.
The fedora is just like the K-Fed. Like, that's like the 2006 going out in the town look.
Right. And there's a chance that maybe some girl thinks that's dumb, thinks that you're... But a beret, come on. All right, one last one.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes.
All right, great. So what time did you get here today?
We got here about 6:45. The line outside the parking lot was about a half an hour or so to get into the parking lot.
And how many people do you think were in the parking lot?
It actually was roomier than we thought. But the parking lot was not even a third full when we were there.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you're excited about today?
Yeah. I've been waiting for this for 45 years, and it's good to see it.
How old are you?
This is...
He's just another one. Just like, now it's all over. To be the and I don't need to fight anymore.
Like, you know when it passed? Like, he was like, yeah! Now that it's open, yeah, you're right. He's just like...
He just, like, burns down his house.
I've been smoking for 40 years, and this is just the same. Nothing really has changed.
You're excited about today?
Yeah. I've been waiting for this for 45 years, and it's good to see it.
How old are you?
67.
Okay, what kind of shirt are you wearing right now?
It's a Grateful Dead shirt.
There you go, Fred. There you go. That's your guy right there.
He put on his Grateful Dead shirt so he can relive his pathetic youth. I'm gonna wear this special out there today.
It's got the turtle logos, and I thought it was appropriate.
What was your favorite concert?
I have seen the Grateful Dead less than 100 times.
Oh, wow.
Well, so have I.
Yeah. I've seen them. Like, I suggest everyone to see them less than 100 times. I suggest everyone not see them less than one time. But in fairness, John Mayer is now their singer. So the band will never, sell out. They still apply by the same ideals that they conned you on in the 60s.
Less than 100 times, but more than 90 times.
More than 50. Favorite concert was summer of 74 at Boston Garden. It was one of the two or three times I did acid in my life, and it was a good scene.
Okay, cool. So how
absolutely, as long as I...
A witch?
Holy moly.
She's back from Halloween.
It's bad. Like
one of the two or three times you've done acid. So you had this incredible experience on acid, and then you stopped taking it.
How much of that concert do you remember?
Oh well, I have it on tape, so I listen to it periodically.
So
holy
Jesus,
Moses,
cackling lady,
double toil and trouble. Where is my eye of newt to throw into that cauldron?
Yeah, you know what I'm seeing there, saggers. Like a black dress with like a white shirt.
If he's just, 67.
Yeah, and they're and she's like a hippie, so you know she hasn't worn a bra in like 40 years.
Smells like peyote, sure.
Yeah, she's she's tucking her boobs into the waist of her pants.
Yep.
Saggers. Seeing the saggy boobs. Everybody gather around. It's the cackling saggy boobs. Saggy.
Song, by the way.
Yes, I know. They made a mistake. All right. We are going to be joined by Jake DeBrusk of your Boston Bruins. And they are taking on Detroit, I believe, tomorrow in Detroit. We will have that for you in just a moment.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
.5 the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. The Boston Bruins play the Detroit Red Wings coming up tomorrow. They were able to, despite the incredibly bad injury news that they keep getting, they were able to get away with 3 points on a mini, what do you call that? Central America? Central America? What do you call that?
Central area? America.
Yes. Right. They went to Nicaragua.
Yes. Yeah, the old, what do you call it there? The old mountain time zone?
Actually, Dallas is in central, but
Arizona's in, you know, mountain.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah, but either way, they went down to those two places, Arizona and Dallas, in which they tied in Dallas, or they lost in overtime, and then of course, the Arizona game was good, but the one main thing is that the dam has broken for Jake DeBrusk. He has been excellent.
And it's all because he keeps showing up on this program.
Listen, I wasn't going to say it. I'm glad somebody did.
I'll say it.
But
he'll agree with us.
Ever since he's been a regular guest on his show, he is up to 8 goals now.
It's like 2 goals after every appearance, too. And wouldn't you know it, the Bruins have a game tomorrow night.
Well, you know what is funny is that there's no way he scores like that if the team's healthy. Jake DeBrusk.
Jake,
how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. It's an exciting time. I really want to be here. With coming up, getting time off.
What's changed? Because at the beginning of the season, you went through a dry spell. There's actually a really good article in the Globe this morning that kind of goes through a little bit of, you know, kind of documents the beginning of the season to what you've been going through now. And what do you think has changed? Have you done anything specifically to all of us, other than come on our show, to all of a sudden become, you know, the scoring force that you have been in the last several weeks?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I think that early in the season, like you said, there was a bit of a dry spell going on. And, you know, obviously I was really hard on myself because, you know, we needed goals. And just seeing that everything I was doing, nothing was going in the net. And you know, it's frustrating when, you know, you need to be producing, and especially I'm in a top six role. So, you know, personally, I think it was just a matter of bearing down on chances and understanding that, you know, there's different ways throughout the season. And, you know, sometimes you find little things that help you out along the way. And I think coming on the field has been one of those things for sure.
Like who has been one of the players that maybe saw what you were doing and is, you know, one of the veterans who might have seen something that you were not doing and might have given you a little advice during a dry spell?
I probably want to say Marcy and Fetch probably talked to me a little bit, you know, just kind of stick with it. And Pastor as well. Me and Pastor try different pregame routines all the time. So he's been spicing up for me because he's had no problem scoring goals this year. I think he's got 17. So I've been trying to do stuff that he's been doing. And, you know, I'd probably say those guys.
All right, so Kevin Miller mercifully is back tomorrow. That is news that has been in the paper. I'm not putting you under any kind of obligation to tell us the injury status of people. But when these guys come up, like guys that were not expected to play in the NHL this year, what is their attitude like in terms of, are they like peeing themselves? Are they asking questions? It seems like some people were put in some, especially defensively, some of these guys were put in rather difficult situations.
Yeah, I think that you know, obviously every guy has a different personality, but we've had, like you said, lots of injuries. So it's a lot of different bodies and a lot of young guys, right? And I think the biggest thing that they all bring right now is energy. I think they're all excited, obviously, about playing the NHL because, like you said, maybe they didn't think they would be playing or, you know, they just got cut from training camp. And next thing you know, they're thrown right in the fire and, you know, we need them to do well. And it's funny how the game of hockey works and obviously you don't want to see injuries, but I think that there's some guys that are starting to get more comfortable. We had some time here in Arizona. You know, we all kind of hung out together. So hopefully everyone feels more comfortable and on the same page because it'll only help our team and it'll only help those guys have success.
What was it like after the game after Bergeron was hurt?
Against Colorado. I mean, it was, or sorry, Dallas. I think obviously anytime you lose a guy like Bergie, I talked to him on the bench and, you know, it's tough, especially after losing Z as well. And we lost the game 1-0, so it was even worse. It was pretty much worst case scenario. I'd probably say that's how it felt.
So was he, I mean, did he immediately know, I guess, how severe the injury was?
I have no idea, to be honest. I didn't know. I obviously saw the play originally, and then I saw him come back. So I know Barry's a really tough guy. He's played through so much stuff, and especially around playoff time or during the playoffs, there's literally lists of things that he goes through. So he's no stranger to pain. Just a matter of actual health, and you know, obviously, you know, when he takes himself out of the game and you see him come back, you know he's battling through stuff. And you know, we all have the most respect for him, and hopefully, he's you know, feeling better and gets back soon.
Has Cassidy talked to you guys about like retribution? Because it seems like Brad Marchand is the guy that whenever there's any kind of liberties that someone takes with another player on the Bruins, he's the guy that steps up. But he's such an important piece as far as scoring is concerned. It just seems strange that he would be the guy that would do it. Has anyone spoken, like, has Cassidy said anything? Or as a team, have you discussed that?
We have discussed that as a team, yeah. And obviously, like you said, it's tough to lose Marchie for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or, you know, after someone else, you know, on his line. You know, gets cheap shot. That's just how we are. That's how, you know, leadership is. If we were on the ice, you know, if I was on the ice as well with those guys and that happened, I think it'd be different as well. I think I'd be the one jumping in. I think it's a matter of just timing right now. Obviously Marcy's, I think, first fight with Eller this year kind of set the tone for everyone. I think, you know, there's about five other guys that have had fights, but it's a matter of just kind of protecting our players because, like you said, it's, those guys are huge. And anytime that, you know, those guys are getting cheap shot or run at, I think it's, you know, the game's changing and obviously there's not the enforcer role anymore, but I think that you can, you know, play smart and pick your spots. Obviously try not to hurt anybody, but, you know, it's fair game if they're doing it.
Well, that's good.
That's yeah. Kind of my mindset on it.
Well, Miller's back.
Yes,
so
that'll help. Yeah.
Yes, certainly.
Yes, that'll help a lot for sure.
So we, I mean, obviously we love Brad Marchand. His game is phenomenal and his personality is the way he kind of agitates others. However, there's times where Brad Marchand can do things that maybe are really funny, but not in the best interest of the team. There was the licking thing last year, which I thought was kind of funny the first time. And then there was the other night, and that was against Dallas when he was called for, what was it, a phantom slash?
He tapped Ben Bishop on the back of his
Ben
pads,
Bishop
and Bishop
falls
collapsed
like he got sniped.
Like he'd been hit with a hammer.
And,
yes.
And then he gets a misconduct, and it was tough to tell first in the broadcast, but then you realize the reason he got a misconduct is when he was in the penalty box, he took a white towel and put it on the top of his hockey stick and waved it back and forth, which, it being extremely funny, is something that hurt the team because that was more time off the ice. Did anybody talk with him after the game about that?
I think he brought it up himself, to be honest. He kind of sent us all a group text message and just talked to some of the other guys after the game. You know, he was always disappointed because, like you said, it's just more time that he misses, and especially when we're low on bodies, we need him. But I actually had no idea how it happened, and once I saw it after, this is obviously after the game, I started howling. I was like, that is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
that,
great.
You know, he keeps getting screwed.
That kind of stuff, right? Like, I'm like, that is funny.
Yeah, it is.
Obviously after the game's done, and, you know, things happen, but I thought he responded really well. He really let us, you know, the next game against Arizona, the next night. I thought that he was the biggest leader in our team. He, he lands on and off the ice. He's very vocal and very vocal about how he was disappointed in himself. And, you know, he doesn't like to be a distraction. I think it's just kind of maybe his nature sometimes just gets in the way.
Yeah, I mean, well, the way he's treated by the officials now is a little ridiculous.
But that's kind of on him. I mean, you know, he's built that reputation.
Yeah,
and as much as I love Marchand,
you should call a game the same for
the
everyone.
The dude put a towel on his stick and waved it back and forth.
They're not robots. They're human. They know what Marchand's done over the course of his career. He's going to get judged differently.
If you're a referee at the National Hockey League level, you should have enough brain in your head where you treat everyone the same.
And by the way, him getting a misconduct for doing that's idiotic. Yeah. That's stupid. Okay. It was really, really funny.
Well, the first penalty wasn't a penalty. And then he put the thing, like, waving the white towel. Like, all right, what do you want out of me?
Right.
I mean, what the hell do you want out of the guy? All right, I'll tell you this, is that Detroit's pretty much sucks. So that shouldn't be so great.
Jake, you've been on this program, so go light those guys up, all right?
I'll try my best. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, there you go. Jake DeBrusque.
We're expecting two more goals. The game after the last two times he's been on, he scored two.
Correct.
Two each game.
And Detroit is not good.
No.
So
They're 500. It's very surprising.
Actually, it's funny. You look at that division, every team has as many wins as losses.
Yeah?
Or at least they did last night. I haven't checked this morning.
Yeah, well, way to go. You got to check that.
It's my fault.
All right, Rich, what are we going to have there in the old stackaroo?
Oh, well, there is news regarding Tom Brady. If he had somebody play him in a movie, which actor would it be? I actually want you guys to think about that before we come back. All right. On top of that, there is a...
Danny DeVito?
Of course. It would be Danny DeVito.
And Hervé Villechaize?
The plane.
Danny Aiello. They would get him up there. The tough Italian Tom Brady. And then,
the woman that played Precious?
Gabrielle...
Yeah, you don't see too much of her anymore, but nonetheless.
No, you do not. And also, there is a superstar musician who it has been released how this person is so adept at dodging the paparazzi.
All right, we like to hear that.
And it's hysterical.
All right, there will be the headlines now.
Kutcher and Rich.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the Stack.
985, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. The Stack is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
So yesterday, Tom Brady did a question and answer, and I believe this was set up differently than the normal Jim Gray Ask Kiss Fest. I think that he had questions that were given to him by firefighters who were fighting out in California, because, of course, that's where Monday Night Football was last night. And one of the firefighters asked him, if an actor could play you in a movie, who would that actor be? Any guesses?
Guerrero.
Alex Guerrero. Yes, he's always wanted to be me anyway.
Young Henry Fonda.
John?
Either Damon or Affleck.
Come on.
Mike, go ahead. You're next.
Hey, Larry. Hey, Tom. This is Mike Romero. I work for the LAFD at Station 37 in Westwood. Is if your lives, Larry and Tom, were to be put on the big screen in Hollywood, who would you want your favorite firefighter/actor to play your role?
I'm going with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh.
Boston, legend, Dorchester.
Short.
One of the just grinded out kind of guys. So he'd be my choice.
Yeah. We knew it. In the Deflategate movie. Well, no, he's a big fan of
the Deflategate movie. It's like I'm not joking. That's like Oscar bait, because there would be like all this boring ass science and stupid crap.
Right?
They probably will make a movie.
Well, I mean,
and it will be the most boring movie of all time.
No, the guys that we had in, who are the writers that we had in who actually wrote? I think it was called 12 was the name of the book, but they wrote it almost like a thriller, and it sounded the way that they sold it to us by the end of it. That could actually make a decent movie. And they kind of winked like, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. We got a trick up our sleeve.
I mean, okay. Wahlberg, come on, man.
Yeah.
All the people.
No. Wahlberg's getting a lot of play. right now. He's in some movie about a...
He's here in town. As a matter of fact, his movie was taking up all of Boylston Street yesterday.
Oh.
Right near the Common. And it was like a massive production. Like,
good.
Huge.
I'm sure the people
stuff.
Sitting in traffic were very happy about
Well, my wife ran into it around like 5:30 in the afternoon.
Well, no, yo, it affected my ride home for 2 weeks. And my favorite part of it is the trucks with the camera on top, like the huge crane camera.
Oh, yeah, they had that yesterday.
With no police, anything. Oh, okay. That'd be parking the road.
Well, the best is how, like, if you've ever been near the set of one of these things, they can't legally tell you you can't walk down a street, but they have all of these hands, you know, handlers say, pardon me, could you please wait here until the filming is over? I've on more than one occasion gone, no, and just walked to get to where I'm living. That happens. They film for some reason near where I live. Tons of commercials. There was like a car commercial that was filmed down there the other day. Remember when Ghostbusters was filming right down the street from my house?
Yep.
And they screamed at me for taking a photo of the Ecto-1 sitting out there.
Well, that's why it tanked.
Yeah, well, that's right. It was karma. And to that I say, dude, you're in my neighborhood. You're telling me I can't take a photo of something that's on the street? Screw you. They made my kid cry because they screamed at me so loudly.
I don't understand why people can just park in the road. Like why?
Because they pay the city $1 zillion.
No, but these are trucks that aren't accompanied by police. No, this is not shutting down a road. This is just, I don't know what kind of footage they're getting, but they're in Dorchester, and they have the crane, and the crane's not even up, and they just, and they're like leaning against the truck. Like, what the hell are you doing? Like, why can you just sit there? You can sit there in Dorchester and just and ruin everyone's life?
Mm-hmm.
The best, though, is when they were filming Transformers in downtown Detroit. Woodward is the road that goes through downtown. And they just said, take the whole medium. Take the whole medium. And so when you went out of the hotel, we were staying in a hotel right there. There were, like, you know, cars that were supposed to be upside down and all this stuff. And they were just like, do what you want.
It's yours.
It is yours.
Yeah. Well, the NFL world... And all of Twitter yesterday was ready for the signing, probably the biggest signing of the season. The Redskins now have a backup quarterback, and that man's name is Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez will be the backup to Colt McCoy, and all I know is that now it seems to be that they are Super Bowl bound. So are you excited, Fred? The man. And by the way, I think the butt fumble was how sixth anniversary?
On Thanksgiving. It was on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. 6 years ago this week.
Yeah, you know, I saw that. I was rather intoxicated. I had already given up on the game. I did not see it live. I had already given up on the game.
Do you ever wonder if at some point in your life something like Mark Sanchez is going to happen to you? Whereas, you know, he came out of the box and he had a decent amount of success at the beginning. I mean, his team got to the AFC Championship.
They were defensive first game. Was a game manager. Yep.
He was. And then you do one idiotic thing and you're known for that for the rest of your life. It's like being Munson. Remember in Kingpin? You do one thing that's stupid and that's what you're known for. Because you'll never not think of Mark Sanchez and not think of the butt fumble. That'll be your first thing that pops in your head. And I don't even know, was that all his fault?
No. I don't.
It was kind of just like everyone effed up at once.
If he was on another team, that wouldn't have been a big deal. A, the Jets.
No, it would have. It was atrocious.
I don't think so. If it happened to someone on the Chargers, no, it was Sanchez in New York City playing for a cursed franchise.
On
Thanksgiving
Day. Where everyone and their grandmother was watching.
Okay, so that day the Lions play. Who was Stafford was the quarterback. If Stafford hits an offensive lineman and the ball comes out, they're as crappy as the Jets, and the ball comes out.
But he goes head first into his ass and fumbles it?
Yeah.
I'd say people might remember
Thanksgiving Day.
That's what
maybe.
He's going to be known for, though?
No. People would remember it.
Sanchez was in a very unique situation.
Because he was bad after that?
Yeah, because he sucked and he played for the Jets.
Jets weren't bad, man, during that time.
No, the Jets were bad during that time. That particular time, his first 2 years in the league, they went to the AFC.
Had Bart Scott left, they still had Darrell Revis, didn't they, at that time?
Yeah, but I mean, they had Darrell Revis, but they weren't. I mean, you can look up the year, but they were not. Listen, I gave up on the game. I was barely paying attention to it in the beginning.
That was in the second half.
Murdered. Yeah, so it's just not. It's not like I. If they were a good team, I would have stuck around a little bit. No, they were terrible. To my knowledge, I might be wrong. I don't think I am, but I may be.
Well, it looks like rock royalty will be coming to Gillette Stadium. The Rolling Stones. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong clip. This is Roll the Bones.
that's what I was about to say. I'm like, awesome.
Might as well.
Would you see Rush without Neil Peart?
No. I don't think so. I mean, I would go if it was like free, but I wouldn't pay like a lot of money to go see Rush.
No, I wouldn't pay
a lot
of money either.
And you know, the only one that I would probably say I would, and this is even kind of tough to say, if you got rid of Alex Lifeson and put somebody else in, I'd probably see it if it was Geddy and Neil.
Oh, see, I think Lifeson's a very underrated guitar player.
I do like him. But the Rolling Stones, they are going to be coming to Gillette Stadium the 8th of June.
A terrible venue. And a bunch of people that are as old as my parents.
I have to be honest, Fred. I have seen two concerts there recently, three at Gillette, and they were all three shockingly good. I saw U2 on the Joshua Tree tour. The sound was great. I saw Metallica there.
Yeah, but both
of those
bands.
That was shockingly good.
Both of those bands, you're watching on a screen, right? Like those giant screens?
Well, I mean, they have giant screens, but you could see the. It depends on where your seat is, obviously. Yeah, I mean, if you're on the ground or you're on the bottom bowl, at least not the back bottom, but if you're on the bottom bowl.
See, that's where I was when I was there, back bottom.
Well, then don't see a concert at a place.
No.
If you're going to sit that far away, it's not worth seeing it. But
I wouldn't see. I would. There's not a band I'd pay to see at a stadium.
Guns N' Roses was great. At Gillette, I mean, and put it this way, Fred, I'm of the same mindset as you. I'd much rather see him in a smaller venue. But all three of those recent shows that I saw,
can they
good.
Get 30,000 or 40,000 people for a concert?
Stones, sure.
Really? Yeah. Yep, even now?
Yep, without a doubt. Yeah,
even
without a doubt.
They're aging out their audience, it's not even like a nostalgic thing. I mean, their audience, medium age, that would pay a lot of money to see them.
65?
Yeah, like 60.
Yeah, and Rolling Stones have never been a band I've been that into, but I'd be curious to see him. I wouldn't spend money, but if I had free tickets, I'd probably go to that.
Depends where the seats were.
Yeah, you're probably right.
See, there's bands that can carry arenas. I don't know if bands can pull
off
stadiums.
I think this is exceptionally ambitious.
No. Not the Rolling Stones. No.
Really?
This is where you're wrong. This is going to be huge.
They
just do that. And speaking of people who can play Gillette Stadium, Taylor Swift has gotten a reputation of being someone who can avoid the paparazzi. And now, apparently, in an interview, her boyfriend, one of the guys, or her friend, rather, one of the guys from One Direction, Zayn Malik, spilled the beans at how she gets away with it. He said, quote, she travels around in a suitcase when going in and out of her building. And now there are pictures that have surfaced from outside of her building to her where she plays in the hotels. And look, Fred, it's all these guys who work for her holding a suitcase that she could absolutely fit in.
Man.
And apparently that is her secret to avoiding the press.
Well, yeah, because you never can see her anywhere. That's a pretty good idea. By the way, she has a place in Newport.
She does.
Young
yes.
Taylor Swift.
Yes, she does.
There's so many times I sat by that gate hoping that it would open. I just want to get a look at you. Taylor Swift. It's not even that hot. Ah.
Talk to me when it's getting.
Oh, it seems that you've also attended Dragon Con.
when does the skeleton rap in this song? Remember that? There's actually a verse in this where they put a rap song in there because, like, guys, rap's the hip new thing.
What's funny is that's got a decent chorus to it.
Oh, that's a good song.
Yeah, but then they put the rap in.
Well, the rap. I mean, listen, are you talking about.
Relax, get busy with the facts. No zodiacs or almanacs or maniacs or polyester snacks. Just the facts. Gonna kick some serious smacks. It's a parallax, you dig?
I'll tell you this, is that that's Neil Peart that wrote that, and that was his idea.
Because
he does all the lyrics.
Including head and spins! Can't get no satisfaction from the facts. You better run home, boy. A fax is fax from like, no to Rome, boy.
That's like this, like... See, this is good right here.
Dude, that album's great. The Rolling Bones album's really good.
They knew what's the deal.
Spin the wheel if the cards are hot. Take a shot if the cards are cold. You show them what you got.
What is the name of that song? And if it do, snap. Don't need the police.
Oh, it's Trojan you see, snow peace. Stay off my back, because I will attack.
And you
I got the power.
Oh, I hate that song.
I will attack and you don't want that.
That might be the worst line, and I will attack, and you don't want that.
Snap.
Snap!
Well, there's Inside Out is wiggity 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 whack.
It's getting kind of hectic.
That song sucked, and it like came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
it was almost like the label must have paid MTV like $20 million and just said, "Can you play this?" Because it would already been it was like 15 years back in evolution of hip hop. They just like they insisted upon it.
No. This was a all theme right. song to one of those karate movies, one of those Jeff Speakman movies, too.
The Perfect Weapon?
That's it! That's
right. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.